This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. A tale of two presidents. Both President Trump and President-elect Biden have a New Year message for America as we leave 2020 behind, the year of the coronavirus.
To defeat the China virus, we launched the largest mobilization since World War II. We transformed our factories to build tens of thousands of ventilators and millions of masks virtually overnight. Nobody thought it could be done.
Look, there's never been a single thing America's been unable to overcome, no matter how drastic it's been, when we've done it together. Never, never, never. America can do anything. And I am absolutely, positively confident. We're going to come back and come back even stronger than we were before.
President-elect Biden on Dick Clark's New Year's Rockin' Eve.
It's finally here. The arrival of 2021 may have sounded the same in New York's Times Square, but the celebration was all but non-existent. The shoulder-to-shoulder revelers were replaced by empty streets and quiet as New York City's finest closed the fabled crossroads of the world to vehicles and onlookers because of the ever-present COVID-19. Store owner Ali Jamil.
It's dead. We do business, we're now zero.
New York was not alone. New Year's celebrations were mostly muted around the world in hopes of heading off another round of COVID super spreader events. I'm Mike Gracia.
Tensions rising between the U.S. and Iran. The head of the Revolutionary Guard says Tehran is fully prepared to respond to any U.S. military pressure. General Hussein Salami spoke as Iran prepares to mark the one-year anniversary of the U.S. drone strike in Baghdad. They killed Revolutionary Guard General Qasem Soleimani. He headed the Expeditionary Quds Force. This is AP News. Microsoft says hackers sneaked further into its system than previously thought. The AP's Ed Donahue with what Microsoft is saying.
In a blog post, Microsoft says hackers tied to a massive intrusion of dozens of government agencies and private companies were able to view some of the code underlying its software, but weren't able to make any changes to it. Microsoft played down the risk associated with it. The company says it found no evidence of hacker access to customer data and no indication its systems were used to attack others. Cybersecurity experts and U.S. officials suspect Russia was behind the hack. Russia denies it's to blame. I'm Ed Donahue.
Only about one in three movie theaters is open in this country at the moment because of the coronavirus pandemic. Revenue is down 80% in the movie business. Theaters in some of the biggest markets are closed, like New York and Los Angeles. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.